This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله it's a great honor and great pleasure to be here. Now you know why the New York Times does not necessarily contain all the news that's fit to print. In any case, we will begin by referencing one of the verses that our sister mentioned by way of introduction, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. That every soul will experience death. All of us are heading towards a common fate in this world. Each and every one of us here will die. It's an unavoidable, inescapable reality. It's an unavoidable, inescapable reality. Our time in this dunya will pass. Imam Ali, radiallahu anhu, is mentioned as having said, "Irtahalat ad-dunya mudbiratan wa aqbalat." الآخرة مقبلة ولكل أو ارتحلت الآخرة مقبلة ولكل واحدة منهما أبناء فكونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا فاليوم this is another saying. So he's reported as saying the world is behind you and it's moving away from you. In other words, we'll never catch the dunya. So anyone who's obsessed with chasing the world is obsessed with something that will only be a source of great, great frustration because we will never catch the dunya. If you get the house that you want, you'll think you've caught the dunya until you see someone with a bigger or nicer house. If you get the car you want, you get your Mercedes and you think you've caught the dunya until you see someone with a Bentley. And you say, what was that? Oh, that's a Bentley. That's what the real rich people drive. And then you're no longer rich. You become poor because you become in need. If you get anything in this world, it will never satisfy you. We'll never catch the dunya. Why? Because irtahalat ad-dunya mudbiratan. Because it's moving away from us. How can you catch something that's moving away from you? And the akhirah is coming towards us. And it starts with our death. Muqbilatan. Wartahalat. Al-akhiratu muqbilatan. Is coming towards us. Is moving towards us. In other words, we'll never get away from the akhirah. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every soul will experience death. Each and every one of us is inescapable. So we need to prepare for our death. We need to prepare for our death by making sure that we do good in this world. Imam Ali is also related as saying, Man zahida fi dunya. Hanat alayhim musibat. Whoever divorces their hearts away from this world, the calamities of the world become easy to deal with. Because we understand it's the nature of the world on the one hand, And on the other hand, our hearts aren't attached to it. Our hearts aren't attached to it. So it becomes easy for us to deal with the calamity, with the losses, the hardship, difficulties, disease, frustration, unfulfilled expectations. It all becomes easy to deal with. من زهد في الدنيا هانت عليه المصيبات. ومن ارتقب الموت سارع في الخيرات. And the one who anticipates death, the one who anticipates death hastens to good deeds. Because he or she knows, number one, when the death comes, there's no more opportunity for good. And the two create a balance within us. On the one hand, our hearts aren't attached to the world. And so we come to not be overwhelmed by the losses, the frustrations, the setbacks, the hardships that the world brings to us, because our hearts aren't attached to it. On the other hand, so that would push us away from the world, and it would seemingly push us away from worldly involvement. But the balance comes, وَمَنْ ارْتَقَبَ الْمَوْتِ, the one who anticipates death, سَارَعَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, hastens to good deeds. Because we know, because death is coming, and because it comes unexpectedly, جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بَغْتَةً, death comes unexpectedly, then we know any moment we will have no more opportunities to do good in the world. And so we hasten to take advantage of the opportunities that Allah Ta'ala presents us before our death. If we have an opportunity to assist somebody, if we have an opportunity to feed someone who's hungry, if we have an opportunity to restore relations between contending parties, if we have an opportunity to try to relieve someone's suffering, if we have an opportunity to even pat, rub a child on the head, if we have an opportunity to try to console our spouse or our children or our parents or our loved ones, we take advantage of every opportunity we have in this world to do good, whether it's great or small. Because we know that opportunity is never coming back, and tomorrow is promised to no one. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and you'll be given your recompense on the day of resurrection. There is no true recompense for our good in this world. Because whatever good we receive, whatever benefit we enjoy, whatever reward that accrues to us because of something we might have done is fleeting, is temporal. It is many times associated with grief. Sometimes it might be pleasure, but it's accompanied with pain and loss when that pleasure goes away, because there's no enduring pleasure. The only enduring pleasure we know, as-sa'adatul abadiyya, is in the next world. So we will be given our perfect and our just. There's no perfect justice in the world. Recompense, يوم القيامة. وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. فمن زحزح عن النار. Whoever is pulled back and distanced from the hellfire. وأدخل الجنة. And entered into paradise. فقد فاز. That is the true victory. That is the true victory. That is the enduring victory. We have victories in this world, but they don't endure. They don't endure. We have setbacks and defeat in this world. They don't endure. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These outcomes of victory and defeat, strength and weakness, power and impotence, we alternate between the nations. يَوْمٌ لَكَ وَيَوْمٌ عَلَيْكَ. There will be a day in your favor and a day that's against you. A fortune or an outcome in your favor, one that's against you. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ. If some setback or injury has afflicted you, فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ. then your adversaries have been similarly afflicted. They don't win every battle, neither do you. They don't suffer every defeat, neither do you. Their power does not endure, neither does yours. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah gives the power and the strength, and He takes it and He withdraws it to test us. This is the nature of the world. This is the nature of the fate of nations. And so we understand this, and we understand the true victory that will never be followed by setback. The true victory that will never be followed by defeat. The true victory that will endure is the one that we receive يوم القيامة, on the day of resurrection. فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. What is the life of this world? إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. Except a deceptive enjoyment. We think and enjoy, we enjoy it, but it deceives us. We enjoy it, but it's followed by grief. Some of our people, may Allah have mercy on them, they're affected by the popular culture. They get involved in the drugs and the alcohol and the party life, and they think it's good until the next morning, where the guy who says, I love you, oh, you're the most beautiful thing since beauty itself was invented. You're the apple of my eye, the sunshine of my life. And then something happens, and then the next morning the guy is gone and he's moved on to his next victim. Like a wolf, he's devoured the sheep, now he moves on to the next sheep. And you're left there with nobody, with nothing. And that happiness, that fun, the party's over. Now it's only heartbreak and setback. It's deceptive. We think we enjoy it. It's cut off. It's temporal. It's followed by pain and agony. It's accompanied with grief and worry. I hit it big. I won the lottery. Now I have to worry about everyone. Are they sincere or do they just want to take my money? Not that we should be playing the lottery. I'm just saying. Do they want my money? Are they sincere? I have to get guards now. People think I'm rich. Maybe I'll get kidnapped and held for ransom, or my children will be kidnapped. I can't send them to public school anymore. I have to find a good school, private school. I have to pay money for their education now because I can't trust anyone. So the good that we think comes is accompanied by grief. It's accompanied by worries. It's accompanied by heartache. This is the nature of the world. It's deceptive. The true and lasting enjoyment, it comes in the next life. This is the nature of the world. But this is not to say, again, just as Imam Ali, من زهد في الدنيا هانت عليه المصيبات, divorced from the world. ومن ارتكب الموتى سرعة في الخيرات, involvement in the world. There's a balance. What comes after this verse that's warning us against the deceptiveness of the world and not to give ourselves to the world? لَتُبْلَغُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Divorce yourself from the world, now you're going to be tested in the world. You're going to be tested with your wealth, spending fi sabilillah or holding back. You're going to be tested with your wealth. You're going to be tested with your lives in the world, to sacrifice, to struggle. You're going to suffer. You're going to be tried in your worship. Tahajjud, siyam is trying this summer. Siyam is going to be a big test for the body. لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. We're going to be tested in our wealth. We're going to be tested in our bodies. Disease and injury. وَعِيَاذَ اللَّهِ, torture. And we seek refuge with Allah. And we ask Allah for His protection. We ask Allah for His protection. But some people, they're tested that way. And our Prophet ﷺ prepared us He taught us to pray, Allahumma inni as'aluka qalban shakiran. Ya Allah, I ask you for a thankful, grateful, appreciative heart. Wa lisanan dhakiran, and a tongue that's constant in your remembrance. Wa jasadan ala al-bala'i sabiran, and a body that's patient in the face of tribulation, in the face of disease, in the face of hardship, torture, hunger, whatever might afflict me in my body. Give me patience, Ya Allah. Give me patience, Ya Allah. وَجَسَدًا عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرًا لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. In the world. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينُ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. And you're going to hear in the world from those given the scripture before you, some of them, not all of them, and from the idolaters, not a little bit, not a small sprinkling, much abuse, much slander, much defamation. أَذًا كَثِيرًا. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا, if you patiently persevere, keep doing the good things you're doing, keep representing the high lofty principles that you represent, keep engaging in the struggles that you're engaged in, great and small, seen and unseen. And the most significant ones are unseen. They're not out in the limelight, placing us in the limelight. They're the little things that happen in our interactions on a day-to-day basis with our friends, with our neighbors, with our co-workers, with our fellow students on a day-to-day basis. Keep persevering. وَن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, and remain mindful of Allah. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِأَبِي ذَرْ وَمُعَاذِ بْنِ جَبَلٍ. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ. Be mindful of Allah wherever you are. If you're in America or Palestine, if you're in Tunisia, Algeria, if you're in Morocco, if you're in Egypt, or you're in Chicago or Houston or San Francisco or New York, remain mindful of Allah. In all times and places, if there are good times and people love us, there's a national Hug a Muslim Day. Oh, you guys know it's Hug a Muslim Day? Come here, Fatima. No, no, you go hug Ahmed. I'll hug the girls. Oh, but it's Hug a Muslim Day. If it's Hug a Muslim Day or it's Hate a Muslim Day, we remain mindful of Allah. If it's good times or bad times, easy times or hard times, we remain mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, observant of His commandments and prohibitions. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is firmness in our resolve. This is focus in our purpose. This is our religion, brothers and sisters. It's balancing between the two. But understanding ultimately our affair is towards the Akhirah. Ultimately our affair is towards the Akhirah. And we enrich ourselves. We detach ourselves from the world. We try to purify our hearts and our souls so that we have the spiritual foundation to engage the world with courage and vision and passion. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's not built on nothing. We can't just engage the world in a vacuum. We can't engage the world because the world is difficult, it's challenging, it's hard. Without a foundation, you can't build these lofty buildings that you see in downtown Chicago, the Sears Tower, or the John Hancock Building, or the Trump Tower. You can't build them without a solid, strong foundation, or they're the first storm that blows in off of Lake Michigan. There goes the Sears Tower. Timber! Because there's no foundation. There has to be a foundation. And the foundation of the believer is his or her spiritual foundation. When we're moved by Allah, and we're moved for Allah, and we're moved towards Allah, and we move with the help and the assistance of Allah. As Imam Nawawi reminds us in his weird, Bismillah, wa billah, wa min Allah, wa illallah, wa ilallah, wa fillah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's our foundation. That's our foundation. That's what gives us the strength necessary to engage this world without losing our faith, without becoming frustrated, without being easily deterred or giving up, without becoming burnt out activists who just don't feel it anymore. I just don't feel it anymore. We'll always feel it because we're filled with it. We'll always feel it because we're filled with it. And we're filled with faith, and we're filled with the spirit of this religion, and our hearts are illuminated with the light of truth and the light of knowledge and the light of conviction and the light of love and devotion. We're filled. We will be able to always feel it, no matter what's happening in the world. May Allah give you tawfiq, give us tawfiq. May Allah keep our hearts together. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنُ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَمِنْ We never turn away from each other. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا Why? Because amongst other meanings, when we turn our backs to each other, we turn our hearts away from each other. May our hearts always be united. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ